So we've got quite a few questions here for the Sullivan Barnes, who feature in the BBC Four series. A number of people asking about the authenticity of it all. We've got Anna the Ambler, who says, I'm interested to know how much you really lived the life that we saw on television and whether the programme makers redecorated the whole house each week. And that also ties into a question that At Sweet Lux has asked, which is, did the children go to school during the filming, and did they have to maintain their decade at school?
Yes, we absolutely stayed in the decade for the entire 10 days. The kids went to school in their horrible blazers and nylon jumpers and things, despite the fact that their school friends were still wearing their modern uniforms. Hamish loved it. It drew attention to the fact that he was doing something different that set him apart, and he quite liked the attention. The girls hated it, and they would get to the end of the road and be stuffing their 70s gear into their bags and trying to make themselves look less conspicuous at school because they just want to fit in at that age. Adam and I, same thing, going to work and going shopping and doing everything, wearing our 70s stuff. It became a bit of a ritual at work for people to come and just howl with laughter at whatever I was wearing. They'd come and stand in the doorway of my office and double over, absolutely uncontrollably laughing at the ridiculous outfits and the ridiculous hairstyles.
But at least the people at work know what you're doing. I mean, what when, you know, you went to the supermarket or something?
Absolutely. Going to the supermarket, or in my case, going to a hospital appointment in the 70s wearing those clothes. Fine if you had a film crew behind you because it was obvious what you're doing. When you're on your own, you just thought, people are going to think I probably ought to be chaperoned, that I'm not of sound mind because I'm clearly wearing such bizarre clothes. There's something not quite right about this lady. And that was really embarrassing.
Now on last week's programme, that thing I really loved was watching all of the gadgets arrive. And it was a real nostalgia fest for many of us. And Rob Kemp says, did you get to keep any of them?
Not really. We got to keep a few bits and pieces. So I got to keep my digital watch, which I was very proud of because I'm into watches. And the kids got to keep a couple of the very early Nintendo games. For them, but there were a few bits and pieces, you know, the odd things in the kitchen, like the potato peeler and stuff like that, that just got left. But the things like the BBC Micro, for example, which is on today's show, was supplied by enthusiasts, so they clearly want them back, and we had to look after them while we had them as well.
And actually, you can help out at Andy Q Smith here, because he says he loved the state of the arc technology. Very funny, Andy. And he's now thinking of getting a tease made, but would you recommend it?
Adam and I totally disagreed. I thought it was brilliant. You get up, well, I get up when the alarm goes, and I'll go off and do my makeup or whatever. And so to come back in 20 minutes and have a cup of tea, brilliant for me. But for Adam, who likes, you know, the alarm to go and snooze for a while, the din that it made, it was so noisy for a good 20 minutes before there was a cup of tea ready to drink. I think modern ones are quieter. I thought it was fantastic. Cup of tea without getting out of bed. What a brilliant idea.
And then the buzzer. You know, when the tea's ready, this very loud buzzer goes off, which makes you jump out of bed. So I didn't enjoy that much.
I know that one of the ways that they lured you to do the series was because they said, oh, you'll get to drive some classic cars.
Yes, I was promised classic cars. And I was a little bit disappointed. So in the 70s, I had a Cortina Mark II, which was actually very nice. It's a nice classic car, but I did have visions of the Cortina Mark III being Gene Hunt, Life on Mars, that kind of thing. And it got worse as the decades went on. So I had an Escort 1.3L for the 80s, and I just thought I had that when I was a student. Why am I getting this? Now I'm working. And then I got something which was akin to a decorator's van, really, for the 90s, which was a very early multiple-person vehicle. It was a Toyota Town Ace, which wasn't one of my favourite cars, I have to tell you. So a little bit disappointed.
Another question from At Sweet Lux. She says, how long did you have to live without the internet?
We had to live without the internet all the way through the filming. So for 10 days, all the way through from the 70s, right the way through until around about 97, I think, the internet arrived in our house. And then it was a dial-up modem with 56K speed, so extremely slow. And they used a lot of the archived internet to show us as well, so we couldn't access much from it. Real-time, what?
Month.
Real-time month.
A month without.
In real time, because we didn't have the internet either in our time off between the decades. We were living in a cottage down the road, so we didn't have proper internet access for well over a month.
Now, you know, what did you take from the whole experience? You know, was there anything that you thought, oh, it would be really nice to still have that? I wish I didn't have to give that back. One of the things that is often sort of like levelled at family life is that we spend less time with our children. Do you think that the experience showed you that that was the case?
Yeah, my big motivation for doing it was to show kids what we did when we were young, before all this electronic gadgetry was available to play with. And for me, most of my childhood was spent outside, getting into trouble, climbing up trees, racing in front of the traffic, doing lots of terrorising neighbourhood child things, but certainly not spending much time inside. There wasn't much we wanted to watch on telly. So spending time with our friends, and if there was something to be watched on telly, everybody was watching it, so you'd be watching as a family. So it felt to me as though there was more time together, though interestingly, the statistics in the programme suggest that parents today spend more time with their children, concentrating on their children, than they did in the 70s, because you were so busy with the lack of domestic technology that everything took so long.
Well, the programme is on again tonight, and you're going to experience the 80s. I've had a bit of a sneak preview, and I tell you, it's absolutely fantastic. I'm not going to do a spoiler, except to say that you do get a synthesizer in the house, and you have a band who you always admired back in the 80s come to show you how to use it.
Yes, this particular band I can remember going to see as a teenager. I think I was 15 or 16 at Southampton Gaumont, and getting backstage and getting their autograph. And they duly arrived at the house with a synthesizer from the 80s and showed us how to use it and how they put their tracks together. It was very, very nostalgic.
Well, I'm not going to spoil it for you. You'll have to watch it yourselves tonight on BBC4 at 9 o'clock.